Okay, so if the association areas assign meaning to what is going on in the cortexes, the next step is the integrative centers. There are a few integrative centers in the brain. We're going to talk about three of them in particular that are involved with taking information. What they do is they receive information from many different association areas, and they can then direct complex motor activities and complex responses. And one of these is, and when I'm referring to complex motor activities, a good example for would be speech. The general interpretive area, which is also called Wernicke's area, and I think there's a picture of it in the little pictured letter labeled letter B. It's in pink. The Wernicke's area integrates sensory information with complex visual and auditory memories. So this is where you're going to take little bits of information and from that extrapolate what you might be seeing or hearing. And the example that I like to use for is let's say you're walking in the woods and it's dark and you hear a crunching of something moving through the woods, maybe rustling the leaves a little bit. Your memory can give you some idea of whether that's a really large thing or maybe something really small, like a mouse. And so interpretive areas are going to be important for bringing together a bunch of information to figure out what's going on. The speech center is also called Broca's area, and it's responsible for regulating all of the complex muscle activities that go into speaking. And it regulates your breathing while you're speaking, it regulates how the tongue moves, how your lips move, etc. It's very complicated. And if this area of the brain is damaged in some way, the person will be able to write in language. They'll remember words, they know how to put words together, they recognize them, etc., but they can't speak them. The Wernicke's area, on the other hand, if a person has a Wernicke's area that's damaged, they sometimes cannot assign words to what they're seeing or hearing. So there was an interesting book written, The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat. You'll end up labeling things the wrong thing. So when you see your wife, for example, you might call them a hat because you don't know the word for wife, and etc. So it's more involved with language and so on. The prefrontal cortex, even though it's called a cortex, I know that's kind of confusing. It's part of the frontal lobe. It performs abstract intellectual functions such as predicting consequences of various actions, subtle kinds of thinking, logic, and so on.